You are listening to Speak Up Arkansas with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. We are joined right now by Representative Denise Gardner, who serves District 84 in the Fayetteville area, and who serves on the House Education Committee. Thank you so much for being with us today, Denise.
I am glad to be here.
I know that this is your first session, so we appreciate you taking the time. I'm sure you're super busy.
Absolutely.
I wanted to get started by asking you, what are the biggest issues that have come up so far in the House Education Committee?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is obviously the salaries, the teacher mm-hmm. salary. And we did pass a Representative Cozart's bill today to enhance our teacher salaries. Mm-hmm. And that bill is one that will bring our beginning teacher salaries up to $36,000 in 4 years. And so it's basically to make sure that smaller districts, the districts that were not able to compete for some of the first year teachers mm-hmm. can do that. So it's basically to bring that first year salary up to a standard where they can compete with some of the larger districts. So that's the biggest thing. It is not an overall teacher salary. It's a first step mm-hmm. and it's one that I'm glad to see happening, but it's not enough. We've got to do more for our teachers.
So rural districts have had trouble recruiting teachers?
Right. And it's an option. They don't have to do it, but mm-hmm. it is a way that they can make sure that their first-year teachers can make the same that they would in some of the larger districts. So it's a way of recruiting to some of the smaller districts.
So when you say it's an option that districts can use, what does that mean?
Well, it means that if you can get a waiver for not paying, if there's some reason that I can't even think of a reason why they wouldn't, but yes, you don't have to do it if they felt like they didn't need to, but yes, they can. That and this money is actually coming from some money that was put back into the education fund to that we actually had a little bit of access. So the governor is allowing that money to be paid mm-hmm. from that educational fund for 4 years. And then it's the task of the education committee to find ways to make it happen after that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of states have been grappling with this issue over the past year or
right.
so.
Right.
And this is, you're saying, is Arkansas's first step.
Right. It is, okay. It is a first step, and it's something that we're going to have to make sure that we have the money to protect in the next, you know, after the 4 years are over. And it's, like I said, it's I hope it's the first step for all teacher salaries. We kind of tend to dump the community's problems at our teachers' feet, and yet we don't give them the resources to take care of some of those issues. So mm-hmm. it's a first step.
Okay. a large percentage of Arkansas kids aren't reading at grade level. What are some ways that you think the legislature can address that?
Well, I think that there's several programs that that we're looking at that will make sure that with test scores, et cetera, that we're making certain that the kids are staying on that grade level. Mm-hmm. And there's a new, we're making sure that everyone is staying on the curriculum with the science of reading. So mm-hmm. that we're making sure that we're using data-based reading techniques to make sure that those kids are staying on task.
Okay, great. And kind of along the same lines, 85% of core brain development happens by the age of 3. How do you think Arkansas can increase quality and access to early childhood education?
You know, I think that I'm excited that we're talking about pre-K, that mm-hmm. we're talking about some ways to get to pre-K that will be some tax incentives as opposed to just funding outright because the funding just isn't there, certainly with the tax decreases. So that's exciting, I think, that there's some other ways that we might be able to get pre-K. One of the things that I'm really excited about is that our freshman caucus met this morning, and we are very interested in trying to do some studies or trying to find out ways that we can actually deal with the first 1,000 days of children, because the brain develops the fastest during that first 1,000 days. So we want to make sure that we're giving children the opportunity to develop in the best way that they can for those first 1,000 days of their lives. So from birth to 3 years, trying to make sure that we can do everything we can to make sure that their brain is developing as it should.
So the freshmen are thinking about trying to propose an interim study, or?
Right. That's what we're looking at now. So okay. We will talk to Arkansas Advocates and some of the groups that are working on some of these studies, mm-hmm. and see if we can't figure out a way to make that happen.
And what are some other big issues that you anticipate will be discussed at the House Education Committee this year?
I'm new enough that I don't know what's going to mm-hmm. happen. There's always issues about budget, always budget issues that come up. There's some things about school buses. There's some things, the teacher retirement will be an issue with the teachers. Certainly, we'll talk about some bullying issues. Mm-hmm. There's a bullying bill that we're looking at that I think is being worked on to make sure that we're not adding slots to mandated slots to the superintendents or to the districts. Mm-hmm. There's several things like that we're looking at.
Okay. And we saw today that you have proposed HMR 1001. Can you talk about what that resolution is about?
Absolutely. So it's a House Memorial Resolution, and it's a resolution to honor a good friend of ours, a good friend of Northwest Arkansas, Jim House. And Jim was a representative prior to my predecessor. And he worked for the health department for years before that, since mm-hmm. 1957, I think. And he was just one of those guys that everyone loved. And he spent his life working for children and families. Mm-hmm. And so it's a memorial resolution. He was killed right before the end of the year in a tractor accident. And he was a great farmer and a farrier and just an all-around great guy. Everybody who knew him loved him. Mm-hmm. And so as a member of the House, in his district, then I proposed with all of the Northwest Arkansas representatives and senators, actually, mm-hmm. to memorialize him.
Well, that sounds like a very nice bill. Is there anything else that you want to leave our listeners with before you go?
I'm thrilled to be here. Mm-hmm. My background is in public service, but in public health and public service. And so I'm new to education. I've spent a lot of time in higher ed, but not so much in K-12. I do know, because of my public health mm-hmm. experience, I know how important the education is for especially younger ages.
It's all interconnected.
So it is mm-hmm. interconnected, and so I'm just open. So anybody who has ideas and suggestions, let me know. My number is listed on my website, and it's my cell number, so just leave me a message, and I will listen to all ideas.
Well, Representative Gardner, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will be back in just a moment talking about the earned income tax credit.